The delegation is led by Che Jun, secretary of the Zhejiang Provincial Committee of the Communist Party of China. It consists of a number of local government officials as well as business representatives from over 50 enterprises. Addressing the Zimbabwe-China Business Forum, Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa says the delegation from Zhejiang Province is the largest Chinese delegation the country has received since independence. Mnangagwa is asking local businesses to capitalize on the occasion and seek development opportunities with their Chinese partners.
I therefore urge all local industrialists to seek strategic economic cooperation and partnerships with their Chinese counterparts for mutual benefit as we seek to leapfrog economic development and industrialization of our country. You, my compatriots from Zimbabwe, you will never, never again find this such a comprehensive business delegation put together in one room. Do not complain tomorrow if you miss this opportunity.
The Zhejiang delegation's trip to Zimbabwe follows Mnangagwa's visit to China in April, during which he also made a stop in Zhejiang. Mnangagwa says experiences have been drawn from that visit to help develop Zimbabwe.
To enhance our business operating environment, the establishment of the Zimbabwe Investment and Development Authority is currently underway, which will be the one-stop center for investment and facilitation and promotion, as I saw in your province.
Mnangagwa has once again reaffirmed his administration's commitment to openness.
Investors are assured of a clear, consistent, coherent and friendly to business policies for win-win outcomes under my disposition. I assure him that if any one of your business colleagues here finds any door for investment in Zimbabwe closed, tell me I'll open it in seconds.
Che Jun says Zhejiang is keen to inject investment in Zimbabwe and enable it to fully participate in the Belt and Road Initiative.
Our visit aimed to carry out the Belt and Road Initiative proposed by Chinese President Xi Jinping and implement some specific agreements the two heads of states reached this April. The visit will help to further enhance the cooperation between China and African countries, especially between China and Zimbabwe.
The two sides have signed a number of agreements and MOUs covering infrastructure, economy, technology, education, and culture. Among the outcomes is a $1 billion deal for establishing a steel plant that can produce up to 2 million tons of steel annually. Stats show that Zhejiang's trade with Zimbabwe stood at $160 million in 2017, accounting for 12% of China's total trade with Zimbabwe. For CRI, I'm Gao Junya reporting from Harare, Zimbabwe.